Good work, everybody. The sheets in the middle of the table. This morning's landing in Parshas Toldos. Torah tells us in the Bereishis Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis, the first source, about what's going on inside the womb of Rivka when she was carrying the twins Yaakov and Esau. Says by Yisroel Tetzu Abanim Bekirba Atom Kelam Azanel Kirat Teilch Lidrosh Hashem. Somehow the twin boys, were restless in her stomach, in her womb, and so therefore she was uncomfortable. So she went to find out what it's all about. Rashi comments in the second source, Bereishis Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis by Yisroel Tetzu Al Kocha Chamikva Ze Omer Darsheni. This is a pasuk which says begs for drush. Basically, Rashi is saying. Probably because the simple pshat is, the babies move around. That's the normal, right? So what was going on here? What is this all about? So that she had to run and say, what this, consult HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Anyway, Rabbi Seinu Darshu Allah Shom Ritza, Kishahaisa Overes Al Pisrei Torah Shoshen Ve'eder Yaakov Ra'at Mepharches L'Teis. When she passed by a place of Torah, whatever we understand Torah means, called the mountain Torah, it means some sort of a place where they pursued religious and spiritual connections and so on. So Yaakov tried to get out of the womb, so to speak. Overes Al Pisrei Ve'ezorah, when they came to us, the place of idolatry, so Esav Mepharches L'Teis. That's the drasha. There's really two things. You see that Yaakov wanted to go out when they passed by a base Medrash, but also Dafka didn't want to go out when they passed by a place of Avodah Zarah. Esav was the opposite. But Yaakov wanted two things. He wanted to go out when there was a place of Torah Shoshen Ve'eder. He didn't want to go out when there's a place of Avodah Zarah. So we'll use that as a springboard to talk about the subject of entering a non-Jewish house of worship. So the original place in the Mishnayos in the Shas is a Mishnah Masechas of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph Mebeis. Source number three. The Mishnah says as follows: Ear. So we'll look at Rashi. Rashi is most full. We'll look back and forth. Again, it's Avodah Zarah, Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah says, Ir sheyesh b'Avodas Kochavim. A city that is filled with idolatry. Avodas Kochavim, meaning Avodah Zarah, idolatry. Rashi comments, and we'll go back and forth. Ir sheyesh b'Avodas Kochavim, what's going on? Sheyom eid, yesh b'Avodas Hayom l'Avodas Kochavim sheb'ir. There's some sort of a festival going on that day in the city, right? In this particular city, there's some Avodah Zarah holiday, and they would have a whole fair, the market, and so on and so forth, and it was a religious occasion, it was a religious event, it was a business event, but it was a religious event in the sense that people came there to buy and to sell and to praise their idolatry and so on, which people told me existed until relatively modern times, even possibly now, that sometimes in certain Christian communities they have, to this day, they have a fair on the day of one of the saints or whatever it may be, and have a whole parade and a whole ceremony. So that's what's going on here. So back to the Mishnah. Here she wrote, Chum Chutzala Mutter. Outside the city where this fair is not taking place, that's mutter. Rashi says, "Chutzalah mutter, lo seis v'lo seis v'yoshen chutzalir." The people living on the outskirts or outside the town, you can do business with them. Why? She'ein lim shachet after osav v'skahav. She came minik ze over the shalom, ze over the shalom. The yom eichel elu, the yom eichel elu. Avodah Zarah is they're different idolatries. So the people living over here didn't necessarily participate in the festival of the people living over there because they believed in a different deity. So the Mishnah says, if in the city there's a whole Avodah Zarah fair going on, a whole parade, celebration. So you can't go into the city, but you can do business with people outside because they're not part of that same religious group. And then the reverse continues in Mishnah. If the fair, the celebration is going on outside the town, the outskirts, then you can go into the city and do business with them. And again, because they didn't believe in the very same. Sorry, they didn't believe in the same Avodah Zarah. So says the this Mishnah Avodah Zarah. And then the Mishnah asks in general, Mahu Leilech Lasham. Okay, what about just going through there, going there in general? Well, let's look at Rashi. Again, of course, with Ma'u Leilech Lasham, La'ose Ha'ir B'yom Avodas Kochav Shom L'Saper Imechon B'mei Ha'ir. You just want to go speak to somebody. You're not going to participate. You're not going to buy and sell. You're not going to do business with anybody. You want to deliver a message to somebody. This fair, this celebration is going on, but you just want to go in there. And so we come now to the issue a little bit of what we call Maris Ayin, right? So the Mishnah says, Bizman Shah Derech Miuchedes Losom Makom Osir. If that's the only way to go, and that's as Rashi explains, She'ein Derech Yotzam Osir Lech Lechir Acheres, the Derech Hakushim Mikam Osir Miuchedes Losom Osir Levado, Osir Echim, Nivne Chashad Shanira Kamalech Ovdo. Even though your intent, this is like, can you go in, not a topic, but can you go into a McDonald's to get a Coke or take a glass of water or something like that? So that's the idea. You're going in there to deliver a message to somebody, to speak to somebody, not to involve yourself in the whole fair. But that's the issue. That's the only thing that people are doing, that road doesn't go anywhere else, then it's usher. Says the Mishnah, but if this road goes on somewhere else, you know, this derech goes not only to this city but to other places, so then it's okay because there's no chashad, because somebody could say he was just traveling through, he was just following the highway that it passed through. That's the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. So if you look in source number 5, you have the Perish HaMishnayos for the Rambam there in Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph Halacha Mishnah Dalet. I just want to preface reading the Rambam with the following. When you research any subject relating to Avodah Zarah, you look in sources, you have to worry about what was censored out. Okay, the censor sometimes took stuff out, makes things very confusing and sometimes very difficult to understand who said what exactly. Because, just to give you the quick historical background, originally when the printing press was invented, you know, Gutenberg and so on, the 1400s, so there was a great deal of nervousness on the part of the church and the religious officials, because now anybody can print anything today you can put on online, you know, say whatever you like, and people believe in the printer, huh?
The same exact idea.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. So the church censored what was printed. They had an authority in Europe at that time, so they censored things because they didn't want people getting other ideas and so on based on what they read. So Jews, in order to print things, had to have their works approved by the censor, and therefore either they or sometimes the Jewish censor would take things out so as not to be offensive. Right? They didn't want it. So there were certain things about Avodah Zarah, and it was specifically, as we'll see later, about Christianity. So that they took out so as not to offend the censor. So here.
The printing there, the print that it says that sent by the censor.
Right, sometimes the Sharblad, exactly. Some on the front page it says approved by the censor and so on. Yeah, there's some edition. I always like to mention, I remember that even I saw this, you know, the old white slichas. Remember the old white slichas you get a tiny print, you gotta go back and forth every word, you gotta go back, huh? Right, Ziegelheim or H&M or whatever. So in some of the editions, so some of the slichas, have very negative comments, the Jews suffering in Gullus, about what's going on in their lands. So on the front page, the first page, I have it at home, on the front page of one with the old white slichas, I have one that says that these piyutim were written centuries ago when the Jews were suffering. Here in Russia, everything's wonderful. Nobody should think that we're saying these things because we're complaining about what's going on now. We're just maintaining our old traditions, you know, what our ancestors said so many years ago. You know, that's what it says on the page, huh?
Sorry, first editions.
Yeah.
Also, praise the bizarre, publishing.
There you go. See how to write all this stuff and be politically correct. But what's interesting in the slichas is any slicha which has anything which could be interpreted, you know, as negative, there's an asterisk on the bottom page to see page 1. They cover them. Go back. We're not talking about anything happening now. These are very fascinating. But you gotta say, this Rambam, this in source number 5, this Perish HaMishnah of the Rambam does not appear in every version of the Perish. Today, of course, we print everything, but the old Gemaras and sometimes the old editions do not have all of this. And we'll see other things like that too. So the Rambam writes on that Mishnah of the Zohar, Perish Aleph,
the Zetzer.
Right. So the Rambam writes as follows: Ulefichach Yesodas. Shekol ir me'are ha'uma ha'notzris. So right, that means Christians. Now, some version says uma ha'ovde avodas kachav. They substituted the word, you know, idolaters, or star worshippers, and so on, for notzris. But here it says notzris. Sheish lahem ba'bama. They have some sort of a, you know, altar, a religious place, which some of them are based tilas. In other words, their houses of worship. Asher who based avodas zara below safek. These are idolatrous places. It's avodas zara. He considers Christianity avodas zara, which we'll see later. Harezu ir ein mutar lavor ba'kavani. You shouldn't even enter the city on purpose. Now, notice right away a difference between the Rambam and Rashi on the interpretation of this Mishnah of Avodah Zarah Daf Yilah. Rashi says the whole Mishnah is talking about when there's some sort of affair, some sort of celebration going on. That's the context of the Mishnah, according to Rashi. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn that way. The Rambam learns as a general comment about going into such a city, not necessarily because of some, you know, religious celebration that may be taking place there. The Rambam writes, you shouldn't go out. You certainly shouldn't live in such a city. But, says the Rambam, Hashem Misra'ana b'idehem, what can we do? We're in Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us over to their control. We have no choice but to live in. So we can't just do whatever we want, live wherever we want, especially, you know, Jews were very often restricted as a way they could live. We have no choice but to live in these cities. The Pasuk in the Tokacha that will be punished and sent to the Golos. We have to serve other gods. Doesn't mean literally serve them, but be among people who do. So the Rambam says, but strictly speaking, one shouldn't even enter the city. Not when there's a fair, but But if that's a city which is inhabited by idolaters, you shouldn't go in at all. Certainly, if you have to live in a city, fine. Well, what choice do we have in Golis? But to go into the house of worship, that's certainly Shekimat Osmola Habipo. You shouldn't look at the place. And certainly not to go near it. And so the Rambam is pretty clear. I mean, a house that's identified, a house of worship that's identified as an idolatrous house of worship, the Rambam is clear. You shouldn't go near it. You certainly shouldn't go in. You barely should live in the city. That we have no choice. But that's the Rambam. Other Rishonim seem to agree the Chidusha Ritva. And that's Sugan of Ozor, Yod Aleph and Bezin, Sur 6. He quotes the Mishnah and so on. He quotes Rashi, that the issue is the Chashad. You know, if there's this fair going on, people will go in, and people will think you're going there to serve the Avodah Zarah. And then the third line is Tam, Nachon Hui. That seems to be the correct point. But then he goes from there, and he says, on the fourth line, Ulafizeh, says the Ritva, this is what's important for us, this is fourth line of six, the Chidush Ritva and Barazor Yod Alpha Beis, Ulafizeh, Osir Likonis Aveis Abarazor, B'makam She'ein Regilim HaGoyim Likonis Hashem Elatoch Abarazor Bizvai. He said it's Osir to go into a house of worship if that's what all the Goyim do there. That this is only a sanctuary, it's a place of worship. Okay? If, however, people go and have other activities, they use the facility for something else, they use it as a lecture, they have some kind of other things that go on there, not only, voting, we'll come to that later, we had that here in Tiak a couple of years ago, something you might remember, that I think that the Whittier School was under construction, so they moved the voting place to one of the churches, and so, yeah. So he says, if they do other things, or people use it as a shortcut, the courtyard, they use the shortcut to get, then he says it's mutter. That's one point that's important in the Ritva. And then in the second paragraph, he writes, but some say that the Rashi made it look like people think you're going to worship a Zohar. And the Ritva says, some say that's not the concern. Even if it's clear that you're not going there for a Zohar purposes, but just the many people, no one's going to be choshed you, but you're there and have a big crowd. You're going to go to the parade in honor of this saint or that religious. So then, even if you can construct a case, nobody's thinking you're serving that idol, but still you're participating, giving kavod by being there. That would also be a problem. The Rosh has an interesting tshuva, source number 7. Tshuva the Rosh Klal Yotes Simin Yotzayim. A church, you could go for sanctuary for purposes of chasing the authorities are after you. You can go into a church and be safe. They were locked and walled and so on. So he said, people, if you go in there, what if a Jew? Can a Jew go in there? Kedeli Natzel? Someone's trying to kill him. Yes. Someone's after him, huh?
They
went to the church.
The people then went to
the church. Right, that's exactly mentioned in the Kinnis. It's true. So he says, nearly she'ain iser v'avon. I think that's not an issue. Okay. Not only that, but he says that especially in our lands, the Russia and Europe, if you ran in there, the authorities wouldn't take you out. If you were wanted by the law, they would leave you there. So if Yehudi barav shomli not so ain't issue b'davar. Now the truth of the matter is, but isn't this is a side problem? Isn't this an issue of getting hanaf from a Zohar? The Gemara says you're not allowed to that even for refuah purposes. You can't use wood that was from an Asherah tree. So the Rosh says he thinks that's different because here, basically, the building itself is not a Avodah Zarah. It's used, and it's Asherah, that item itself is used. That's what's worshipped. They don't worship the building. They worship in the building. See, makes that a little bit of a Right. Like they worship the mountain of the mountain. Right. That's exactly right. Okay, so therefore the Rosh says in such a case it should be mutter to go in. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch in the source 8 paskins that way in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Yoredeya Simon Kuf Nun Zayin Kif Gimel Mishin Ischayev Misa Mutter Livroch LeBeis Avodah Zarah Chomim Alatil Satzma. It's mutter, although he adds V'yesh Omud V'shas Hashmad Osir. If there's a time that they're persecuting the Jews, they want to make the Jews look like they're giving over to it, they're converting, so then you should avoid it. Okay, the Rosh, however, that's the Rosh and the Tshuva. So fundamentally, yeah.
Let's go back for one moment to Rambam.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Yeah.
According to him, it would be also for someone to move into, for example, or walk through the Christian quarter or the Muslim quarter.
It could be. If it's, the Muslims will see differently. It may be different. But the Christian, he says.
They're not doing anything. It's not even a fair. It's just no.
Right, but the Rambam doesn't care about the fair. That's the point. The Rambam said, again, whether he meant it or not, this is in the Parashat Mishnah, but. Right. But he's saying, let's say you go to a Christian place, he would say the Rambam would appear to be a problem. I'm saying the Ritzvah, I think, fundamentally agrees, and so does the Rosh. However, in source 9,
the Rambam was living in a
Christian country, right? So he's interested.
He's a little bit
biased. Yeah.
There, but they were living in Christian countries there.
Right, they had to deal with it. They had to deal with the way he did. We'll come back to that. The Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not on the sheet. There's a Chiddush Rabbeinu Yonah on the Masechta Avodah Zarah. It's a later print. It's not from the original. It's not in the Bar Ilan. They don't have it. But he says, he agrees with Rashi that the whole discussion, this mission, is only it's talking about a Yerid. It's only talking about when there's some kind of affair and some kind of a celebration, which again will yield a lenient point of view on all of this. But the Rosh actually quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh, not in that Tshuva, but the Rosh in Avodah Zarah, Parak Aleph Siman Tes, Source 9, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah Zal Kosav Lo Osel Elech Elab Yerid Tzavos Kachavim. Okay? Why? If Yod Dechom Iskabtim Mikam Makomos, they get together from all around the neighborhood. You shouldn't look like one of those people you're going with them to join and do business in honor of their holiday. Okay, So that I will be here. Shows him Shem Yom Edom Ainah Holshim Shem Mekomos Lo Matziru Shosu Leilat Shem. If it's not a place of gathering, just that, like you're saying, it's a Christian quarter. It's this. It's just a place where people happen to live. He says that, and it's no fair that the people aren't gathering from other places. If it's a whole big assembly and a conference, people come all over, so it looks like you're a participant. If not that, so the Rabbeinu Yonah has that leniency. However, the Rambam.
It's really a Marasayan problem.
In effect, yeah.
So then, if it's Marasayan for both Azar, is that Yahare Val Yahor?
So that's a further question, whether we apply all the other Azar to Yahar to Marasayan. Not so Pashut. Not so Pashut. Right. Okay, according to the Rosh. Yeah, no question. Yeah, we may come back. We might. The Rambam, we read before is in the Perish HaMishnah. In the Yad HaZokah, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, sometimes called Hilchos Avodah Kachavim, depends which edition you have, Perek Tes Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, Ir Shehi sticks to his guns. Ir Sheyesh Avodah Kachavim, Mutol Lahal Echutzola, V'Asu Ikanas Pesocha, Haychutzola Avodah Kachavim, Mutol Avodah Pesocha. He doesn't say it's a Yerid and so on and so forth. The Ravid, is Masig right there on the Rambam. Again, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Kachavim, Perek Tes Halacha Tes. The Ravid is Masig, Ir Sheyesh Avodah Kachavim, Mutol Lahal Echutzola, Amar Avram. That's the rabbi because sefta mepartu be yirid over masal matni mahem. Okay, but apilu lahalach shom biyom achad also, or it's a holiday. Then it's a chashash of masal matni. But again, the rabbi takes the other position and says the issue seems to be it's a holiday. There's a fair going on. A kesef mishnah there in source 11. Quotes the Rambam and understand.
I was also living in the Christian.
Right. Correct. That's where the lines are drawn here, it looks like.
The Rambam in 5 and Rambam in 11. In
10. Yeah, he doesn't go into.
In the first, in 5, it says it's a Christian city.
Yeah, here he just says.
In 10, it's 8 cities. So
right, well, you're
Jackie, in number 5, you should be able to go into the.
Possibly.
This is the Jewish city.
Right.
This one here looks like maybe.
As long as I have Avodas Kachavim, maybe. Right, this is more machmer here. Yeah, it could be. The Kesef Mishnah says, again, look on the second line of source 11, on that Rambam and Perek Tes Halacha Tes of Hilchos Avodas Kachavim, or the Farash Rabbeinu Sheir Sheyesh Avodas Kachavim, also Ikanaspa, and the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah says, Umar Lelech Lasham, Komar Lavor Derecham, so he says, even if the path leads only to that town, you shouldn't even go on that path at all. But he quotes the Rav that disagrees. The Lechem Mishnah, there discusses what the machlokas is. Kavanos, we're looking to verse 12, the Mechamish on that Rambam, Paratez, Halafatez, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Kavanos, Lahasigo, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Logil, Dvar, Sheena, Elab Yerid. Right, Rashi only said it's a fair, it's a party, it's a holiday, a celebration. And Vidafka, Lisa, Litinimayim. But it's only a business issue, not to do. And by the way, the reason business is because you'll close the deal, so he'll praise his God. Right? It's a big celebration, he's going to make an important deal with you, and he'll bow to his God as a way of thanks on this holiday. This saint gave him this blessing and so on and so forth. So by you doing business, so you're contributing to the cause of Avodah Zarah. That's the logic behind it. And the Rambam seems to disagree, right? That's the Lechem Mishnah explains. Then there are Kavanos of Hisig Arbeinu just saw some dwar. The Rambam didn't make any distinction. Did not say it's a fair or it's a celebration. He just said stam, and that the Rambam disagreed. Or he says that maybe. There's even perhaps even more lenient. He has another. It's only when the only chashash is business, and even if it's a holiday, we're mutter to go in. But anyway, the rabbi takes the more lenient position. The other Rishonim again weigh in on this. Also, I just printed a couple of others. The Ran and source 13, the Ran on the Rif, and Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel and Beis in the pages of the Rif, the Garsim of the Gemara, Mihu, Ir Sheyesh Bavodah Kachavim, Da'as Vilech Shamanei Shenira Kaholech Lovet Avodah Kachavim, Mistabra, here he says, and you asked that question, while I was not saying within the Rambam, he says, Mistabra, the Hechad Ika Sakonas Nefesh, Mutter. If it's Sakonas Nefashos, in other words, it doesn't carry on the Ahar Vayavor point. The Ran says, Shim Lamadnu Benira Kaoved, Da'afil Mokum Sakona Osir, when it looks like you're actually doing Avodah Zarah, so then it's Taki Ahar Vayavor, then it's Osir. But Benira Kaholech Lavo, you're one step removed. It looks like you're going to the place. He said that already, it would be Mutter to save your life. It would not fall in the category of Ahar Vayavor, okay, and so on. So that the Ran addresses your point. I'll just mention, interesting, the Sefer Yerayim, from one of the Yabalai Atosos of Elezim and Mitz, and he has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, as you can tell from the title of 14, there are two different editions. So this is Simon Reish Ayin, or the old printing, which I have at home, is Ayin Ches, Ovid Avodah Zarah. He considers this to be a Drabbanan. He says, Ule Isser Avodah Zarah Hosifu Chachamim Tolda. You know, we have in Shabbos an Av and a Tolda, major categories and subcategories. So here, he said he has that there are five rabbinic categories. Tolda and Shabbos is not a rabbinic category, it's a derisa, but here he says there are five rabbinic categories under Isser of Avodah Zarah. Shnia, the second of which is this Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Tan, Ir Sheyesh Bo Rizchum, Esh Bo Avodah Zarah, Ma'al Eilu Hashem quotes the Mishnah. So he assumes that it's Adarbana, which would also mean that for Yahar Vayavar purposes, you wouldn't say it. So that's why I'm putting that Uraim. The Tur, in Hilchos Avodas Kochom, or Hilchos Avodas Zarah, Yeredeya Simon Kuf Mem Tes, Source 15, quotes from the Rashba. I didn't find the Rashba in the more modern, more recent edition of the Tur. I think they write that we don't have this Rashba in our regular Rashba. So, Kos of Rashba, Mishum Hach, Time of the Chashad, Apil Yisrael Hadar Be'ir, Sheish Bo Elul, Eliel, also Leila Chachol, Sheelil Shach. Listen to this one. What if you live in that city already? He says, according to this view, so you shouldn't go on the street where the idol is. Somebody was telling me that there are places in Italy, another place where every corner they have like another shrine. I've never been there. Yeah. Every corner, right? They have another cross. They have another thing there. So that would be a problem according to this. In Ein Osa Rechov, Pasuch Lishlok Machem.
Europe was quite a lot of.
Yeah, that's what people tell me.
Catholic
scene. Right, every corner. So he says, unless that road leads to other places, so then you're walking right by it. The Nira Kolach Shom Tela of the Rechov Shekain, Shaas Likonis Laolam Lechotzer. You can't even know in the courtyard. Vafilu Ladaber Inachav. Even just go to speak to somebody. Okay, Vafilu Efsar, Afilu Iske Rabin. Afilu Pikuach Nefesh, Osu Likonis Hashem. He's the Machma, even that's the Rash Block. But then he quotes on the second line of that next page, the Hariya, and I think that means Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah we just mentioned. Rabbeinu Yonah Kosov, just because of a Pesel or some Thalem, like we said before. So that's basically, it comes down to Machokos Rishonim, whether, you know, this whole prohibition is only when there's some sort of a celebratory fair going on, or it applies all the time, or it's only when people are getting together there. But that's the Torah, and he says, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Nekalim quotes the end of Rekaki Maskonas, Adoni Ovi Arash, that's what my father, the Rush, agrees to. The Rush quotes that Rabbeinu Yonah, and I also mentioned the Tshuva, he's making on going into to save your life. The Prisha...
Is he differentiating over here at all between a... because he's used the Lashon of Alil, so that, you know, a church in which there's a Geshka...
As opposed to Protestants, let's say, I don't know. That's an interesting question, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. We'll come at the end to Christians and Muslims. I don't want to distinguish between Catholics and Protestants, so that may be very relevant. It's an interesting question. Actually, we'll see something may touch on that. The priest there in Yerodes in Kuf Mem Tes and Ozayan, he says, according to the first view, the Kol Shekain She'asuli Kanas Alon L'Chatz Avodah Zarah Pirush Afilu Below Yom Ha'Eid. That's the first view. It's not the holiday. And others disagree. Okay, and then the question we mentioned before about the Pikuach Nefesh. The Ramah. Rambam on the Darkei Moshe there in Simon Kuf Mem Tes and Aleph summarizes this dispute. He says Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh hold that the whole issue is only on the day of the Ariyah, the day of affair. And he says even the Rashba, perhaps he could read to agree with that, but at the end he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, the end of 17. Omnam the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Kosav the Chol Aholeh Derech Sham Ein Tfilos Mishmas Tok Shloshim Yom. He says some Sefer Chassidim says that if you go there, even if it's technically Gemut or whatever, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not going to answer your Tfilos for the next 30 days, whatever that means. But he says Avolo Machmir Mizeko Kaf, but people aren't so Machmir. I quoted a different Sefer Chassidim. I couldn't find that Sefer Chassidim unless this is what he's referring to. It's in the top Lamed Hey, which, by the way, and talk about censorships. And I saw this Dr. Moshe quoted the Sefer Chassidim, so I looked in the one edition of Sefer Chassidim I had at home, and what do you know, it skips from Tuf Lamed Aleph to Tuf Lamed Vav. It skips four, you know, and I realized all the stuff was censored out, and the Bar Ilan, they had it. The more of a room I go, the other edition of Sefer Chassidim I have had it. That's exactly what I said at the beginning of this year. When you're dealing with these subjects, you have to figure out what was taken out by the censors. So he says, here's a story. Kumar Echad, Hayav Lehudi Kesef, a certain religious priest or whatever owed a Jew money. The Jew was chasing after him to get his money back, so the guy knew, I'm going to the church, the Jew's not going to come in. That's why he kept getting away. So that was the question. And he said, no, you're not supposed to go in. Another story, Ish Echad Halach Lebeis Over Zalilim and Ischari. And he asked, what he felt bad, he walked into a church, what should he do? So he said, you should fast on this day for the rest of your life or whatever. They took it very seriously. And Yehudi Acher Halach Bechatzar Beis, a guy walked through the Chatzar, the courtyard of a Beis Avodah Zarah, and he heard a bas call and said, you know, I'll see you Shlach Nachai Gevecha, you've thrown me away, he said, HaKadosh Baruch, and he fasted, and so on. See, you get the idea that people took it very seriously. In the Shulchan Aruch, okay, in terms of Psak Halacha, so in the Shulchan Aruch it says, in again, Hilchos Avodah Kavan, that's Yoridea Simon Kuf, Mem Tes, Sif Aleph, Ir Sh'o Simbo Yerid, he begins talking only like those Rishonim who say that it's this whole issue is when there's a fair, some sort of celebration going on. People are coming from all over the place, to this fair, this celebration. They're coming for in honor of the idolatry. Mutar Lelechutzik can go outside, but not inside, as we mentioned in that mission. Sif Beis makes a distinction between if you live there, if you don't live there, because you live there already, so you're not going for the covenant of the Avodah Zarah. But then the Ramah says, the Hagah of Sif Beis, the Ramah says, but Yesh Omrin, okay, these Vino Kirshos Kochavim, Ubisman Shaina Kaodecham is Kabsim Shom, which we've also mutually Kanasham, but the next one, the Yesh Omrim, the Bechol Inyan Osir. The Ramah brings the Chumadic opinion as well, and no matter what it's Osir, unless there's no other way, you know, that road leads only to that place. Okay, so he writes at the end, he says, the minute, the Bechina Minek Poshet, the widespread minute, Leilat Derech Osir Chotzel Makam Acher, you can walk there if you're going to somewhere else, but, Umikol Makam Paskin Zerah, again, this is Yordaya Sim Kuf Mem Tesiv Beis. Paskin Ramah Umikol Mokom Midas Chasidus Hu Lisrachek Lilelech Bo Im Yeshlo Derech Acheres Kotzer Kamahu. If you can avoid it, avoid even going through the courtyard. Avoid it altogether. That's the psak of the Ramah in deference to those opinions like the Rambam and so on.
I like to quote you knew Rabbi Lemberger.
I heard of him. Yeah.
He was the brother-in-law of the Bava Rebbe there and so on. There, I think there. He lived on West End Avenue. He lived on West End Avenue, and he had a sister on West End Avenue too. They lived in there. So when he walked there, there was a Greek
Orthodox Church.
Thing in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the church was here, so he went over there on the other side.
Walked all the way around.
There. So the color of the street, Kapten Bunsen there, and cursed him there.
Oh, for a while. He was hosted for this, but it's Ramon. Okay.
Got a lender.
That's different. That's some different. Read a person, but not go to the place. Yeah, it's interesting. Again, the Shach comments in Sif Cotton Aleph of Sim Kuf Mem Tes. It's nothing different. He just quotes the Rambam. The reason I printed it here is because, again, in my edition of the Shulchan Aruch that I have at home, it's a regular Shulchan Aruch. So I had seen in research from this year, I saw the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah. Now we don't necessarily paskin like everything in the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, but I saw this Parish HaMishnah we had back in source number 5, the Rambam of the Zohar, it's brought La Halacha by the Shach. In Yoridea Simon Kuf Mem Tesiv Katan Aleph. So I looked in my Shulchan Aruch, Yoridea Simon Kuf Mem Tesiv Katan Aleph, and I read it 5 times and said, nothing, it doesn't quote the Rambam, what's going on here? So it wasn't there. Then I looked and I noticed that there's Simon Katan Aleph, and it goes right after that to Simon Katan Gimel. In my regular Shulchan Aruch, on my shelf at home. So it went, go to Simon Katan Gimel. So I said, wait a minute, there's something funny going on here. Mm-hmm. So I looked again. So what I have as Simon Katan, in my Shulchan Aruch, as printed as Simon Katan Aleph, is actually Simon Katan Beis. Okay, they excised Sif Katan Aleph. This Rambam, this whole Shach was censored out. The Shach quoted the Rambam was censored out. So I guess they started with Aleph because people would notice. But if it goes to Aleph to Gimel, not everyone's looking so carefully. But I looked at it, so it was censored out. So that's that Rambam. Anyway, the Sif Katan Hay explains, according to the second view, that's the Ramah, Afil Shalobi Yom Ha'ei. Okay, and, And the Bir Agroh in Sikot and Zion writes that Yesh Omrim is the Rambam, and possibly the Rashba, as we mentioned before, that's the Chumah Dekaviyu, and the Rama says to avoid it. How? What do you mean avoid it? How far goes back to this Rabbi Lemberg that the Rosh Hashanah just mentioned? There's a pasuk in Mishlei Parakei, Pasuk 22. Stay far away from their places and don't go near their. What does it mean? So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah again of Dav Yud Zayin Avod Aleph. Harchek Me'alei Darkecha Zu Minus. That's refers to heresy. Stay far away from heresy. Roshus means, and the next page I have the Rashi, Roshus Shultonos. Somebody who lords it over the people and takes money. That's not our topic right now. But the Ikadami says the Gemara, Harchek Melech Darkecha Zuminus Roshus, Valtikov Pesach Beisah Zuzona. The Kamo, that's the key at the end of 23, Omar Chista Arba Amos. You stay Arba Amos away. So there is a little bit later on that same daf, and I wrote so here we have a drusha in the Gemara, Pasuk in Mishlei, Harchek Meleh, referring to Minus, heresy. How far do you stay away from a place of heresy? At least 4 hours. The Gemara has a story in 25, Avod Azor Yudzayin, Avod Aleph Gango, Yudzayin, Avod Beis, Ruchinim, Yonasan, Avod Kazdi, Baruchah. These two Tanayim, Ruchinim, Yonasan, once walking on a path, Motu Lahanu Treshu, they came to a fork in the road. And they come to the fork in the road, take it, right? So they came to the fork in the road, and the one road, Chad Batia Pisar, Avod Azor, one path would lead you right to a place in Avodah Zarah, you know, the Avodah Kochavim house there. The other one, Chad Pasach Pisa the Bezonos. There was a house of ill, prostitution, house of prostitution, the house of ill. So what do you do? Let's go past the church. Why? The Nachis Yitzrei. Rashi explains in the 27, the top of the Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, that the Chachamim Revatel the Taiva for Avodah Zarah. We don't have today a great desire to serve idols. You know, that's not a great Yitzhahara. They were about though that Yitzhahara. So we don't really have it the same way. So, but the Yitzhahara is nus, you know, sexual morality is prevalent, obviously, today. So one Rav said, let's go past the Avodah Zarah, we'll have a little less of a chance of being tempted. And the other one said, no, I'm going to eat up, Nezah Pisul Bezonot, let's walk there, and we'll overcome our Yitzhahara, we'll get a Makabalagra, we'll get rewarded, you know, for overcoming. So they did that, Kimotu Hosn Chazim Lazonos, Iskanami Kamayo Taka, and they walked by the base of the house of prostitution, all the prostitutes ran inside. They didn't bother them. They left them alone. So yes, then how did you know that? The pasuk backs it up. The Torah protects you, whatever it is. But it's interesting, Tosus points out, we'll skip to 28, that was the Rashi, spells out the story. Tosus there in Avodah Zarah, Yizam Beis, number 28, Nezah Pisul Beizonos, Mikan Yesh Lomod, Shederach Laharachik, Mipas Avodah Kochavim, Kol Masheyachol. We see from this story that you should avoid that Avodah Kochavim. They even had a preference outside the Maharam. And 29, Maram Lublin, in the back, on the page of the Maharsha, the Maram explains this Tosus, in Zion based on Avodah Zarah, that, you know, they were willing to go to a place which was more tempting so as to avoid Avodah Zarah. It wasn't just to get the reward, that's what he explains. It wasn't just that the Maram explains the Tosus means. It was, apparently, whatever they did, they took all that. That's what he said. He walked around the whole block, right? So that's exactly what this Tosus is saying. Because it says, Al Tikra of a Pesach Reis, Mukwila El Avodah Zarah. It refers to the Gemara above that we had back in source 23, that it was talking about Avodah Zarah. You have to stay far away. That's what Maram explains. Because otherwise, if nobody would say, let's say one road led to, well, there was nothing on that road, and the other road had a house of prostitution. You wouldn't say, well, let's go there so we can overcome our Yetzirah. You'd never put yourself in that kind of a situation. He's saying, because at least here you had a reason to avoid this road. That's what he's saying. It's not enough. Nobody would have said, well, let's go to a place that's dangerous. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, and the Torah passages like this, Allah, again, and this is the Ardei Simon Kuf Nun, Mitzvah, source 30, Mitzvah, Zachak, Maderek, Elil, Dal Amos. You should stay Dal Amos away. Okay, and the Bach says that's based on his Gemara. That's his Gemara. What is our Daf Yizayin? The Shulchan Aruch, yeah, correct. The police Dalal Amos. The Shulchan Aruch also passed in this way. Siman Kuf Nun Sif Aleph Mitzvah Yisrachek Miderech Avod Eschav Dalal Amos. And the Bir Agro says Yud Zayin Avod Aleph. That's this source. Even though it's a story, but as I'm pointing out, the post can say, even though it's just telling a story, but we learn from that story that this is the din. He's just trying to stay away Arba Amos. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Mem Beis. If you would, even more. Still based on Avodah Zarah. Let's say you're walking, it's a hot day, and the base of Avodah Zarah is a big building, so that it's casting shade. You know, you're walking on the street and it's hot. Oh, it's good to walk in the shade for a little while. The shade is generated by this building. So Shulchan Aruch writes, still based on Avodah Zarah. Toch over negative pisto, toch arba amos also. Even if it's going to bring it within arba amos, it's also, it sounds like even walking in the shade of the Avodah Zarah. No, no, bring it to arba amos. I think there's arba amos. That's what Rashi explains. We've got in Chof Aleph, toch arba amos also. Hanu mishum de mitzvah israq milim de al amos. And the B.R. Gross said the same source. Yeah. Yeah.
Negative pisto.
Right. Only the front. Yeah. Correct. Negative pisto. Yes. Correct. Because that's what looks like. Correct. If you have a shade in the back, right, because then no one's going to be, there's no problem going in. There's no way to get in. Correct.
Okay.
What's that?
What's the word "tough" mean? Front door.
Yeah, I
see. Front door means inside. You go in. It's the door.
Where you can go in. I'm not sure. Okay. However, it's important to note that there's Yerushalmi, which implies a little differently. Yerushalmi in Brochus, okay, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, the question came up, is Yerushalmi, source 37. Yerushalmi says in Brochus, it's Yud Gimel Aleph in the Vilna edition, it says, Ma'u Me'avar Kume Ahadurek Selma. Okay, is it Mutter? Well, someone asked, the Pei Moshe explains there in 38, Pei Moshe in that Yerushalmi Brochus. Achakach Shol of Yaakov of Yochanan, there's several questions of Yaakov asked of Yochanan, that's Sugya. So he said, one of the questions was, Ma'u Lavo Elisna, Hadur Itzama, Avodazar Achaz. So I said, Omeres Haladerech. Right? It was some Avodazar that was there, can we go by? So Omar Leh, back in the Gemara 37, Ma'i Spali Leh, Ekar Alavur, Kumei Vesame Eine. Okay, you want to, it's interesting. He says, if you avoid it, it's calling more attention. You're going to walk the other way. It's almost like you're honoring you, as if it has some sort of power. That's the Pei Moshe explained. In Rotz 38, walk in front of it. But Lassama, close your eyes. In other words, don't look. Don't look at it. Okay? That's the case. And similarly, the Yushalmi and Avodah Zorah. Paragimah halacha yud aleph. Okay, it's Chav Dalman Beis in the Vilna edition 39. Gamliel Zuga, that was his name. As the Pei Moshe explained before, it was named Harmistamach Rishon Alakish Matun Behu Tavnisa. He came past a certain Avodah Zarah. Tavnisa was, as the Pei Moshe was the name of the Avodah Zarah. Amar Lamaam Avor Kamei. She says Amar Lei Avor Kumei Besame Eine. Go wide and still close your eyes and so on. Okay, and the same Gemara has a few stories there in the Yerushalmi Avodah Zarah. Yitzchak Bar Matzah Mistamach Rabbi Yochanan came to another one. Talmud the Bule, that's the name Bule, whatever, another type of Avodah Zarah. Can I go by? Oh, they all say the same thing. Walk by and close your eyes. So it's interesting. The Mincha. Yes, people do that. So the Mincha is a loser.
Is there a differentiation between the allele itself and the base of Avodah Zarah?
So I think the base of Avodah Zarah, it could be different, because we said before the house itself is not worshipped. They worship in the house. It could be such a difference. Even though that Ramon, that Shulchan Aruch said even the tzeil, so it'll come near the door.
This one, possibly, actual Avodah Zarah.
But it's an interesting R after you. Mincha Saloza doesn't seem to learn it that way. That's a fit in the Tshuva in 41. The Mincha Saloza, Munkachi Rebbe, the grandfather of the present Munkachi Rebbe, the Mincha Saloza, writes in Chela Gimel of his Tshuva Sin Mem Dalad. He was wondering about this din that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, right? You have to stay Dalad Amos away. And he noticed that, and the other Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Beis, about the shade of the shadow of the building in sand. And he says, in third line of 40, Mechain Ro'isim Nogim Mira Hashem Echos Rishmo, there are Yirei Elokim, like this rabbi that Rav Schlanger mentioned before, She'ovrim Berechov She'eshbaz Avodah Zarah Tzvichim Lavor Lefonehe Machikim Be'erif Da'al Amos, they avoid walking past, at least Da'al Amos, okay, the Omor, Kaviyah Efter, whatever is possible, but he writes, the rabbi Yirei Elokim Shaloyach Birozeh, Ovrim Berechov Anisra Gam Kishinim Sa'ovr Lefneha Elil Sa'ovr. He said, many people are not makbar on this, they walk right past the church, we don't walk across the street. And then Michal Salaz is noting, even people, he's talking not Stami, even people who are Shemayim, even, he said there are people who are Machmer, but he notes that the average person, even, you know, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs are not so Machmer, as he's wondering about it. Okay, and he said, well, after all, it's a din in the Gemara, it's Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, stay Dal Ramas away, and apparently, that's interesting too, okay, is that true, it says that in the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
Yes, it's mitzvah l'svach. Okay, interesting. He doesn't go that way. He says mistameh, and I want to read the whole thing inside the same time. Mistameh, he says, it's, we're relying on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi had a different view. So Krail said the mitzvah doesn't make that chilek that you made. Okay, mistameh, he says, people are relying upon the Yerushalmi that it's not. You close your eyes, you look down, you look, you know, you just walk by. That's the mitzvah l'svach suggests. He quotes that. That's how I got these Yerushalmi. He's mitzvah l'svach. He quotes these different Yerushalmis. Yeah.
Just because Ed and I have to feel. Dangerous, or it looks like?
No, it's both. It's both, as we're going to see, but it's certainly chashada. So anyway, so the basic point of Mitzvah is it relies on the Yerushalmi. However, he goes on to say, but one second, that's not what the Bavli says, and we know, and it's not what it says in Shofar. We know that generally speaking, that the Nachot is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is a general rule, there are many exceptions, but generally we follow the Bavli, and not the Yerushalmi. So he said it's a nice thing to be Malamed Chus, says the Minchas Halazah, because people are relying on the Yerushalmi, but yeah, Lamaisa, you know, the Bavli seems to imply otherwise. So he says, maybe there's a chilek, maybe towards the end, maybe 5 lines from the bottom, that source says, Ula Yesh Lechalek, maybe it's not really my focus. Okay? He says, because what was the Yerushalmi made a good concern. Yerushalmi said, if you're going to walk right by the church, go, so you're giving away more coverage, you're calling more attention. So the Minchas Halazah suggests, maybe it's different. Your Bavli is talking about, if you can cross the street or go a different way before you get there, you're a few blocks or block or two earlier, you know you're walking that direction, so don't wait till you get right in front of the building and then cross, because then Taki have the concern of Yerushalmi. That's what he says, Ula Yerushalmi, the low Sosra Bavli Yerushalmi, the Ashash Dilan, our Ashash, the Bavli, Myri, Shetzorach, Mahachik, Da'os, Rakish, Shemachik, Mikodim, Shemiagil, Avodazar, Shein Nikr, La'ovrim, Shumachim, as Haderek, Vashil, Avodazar. Nobody knows why he's crossing the street 2 blocks earlier, so then it's not noticeable to the passersby that he's doing it for that reason, because there's a selling or something nearby. Okay, that, and the Yerushalmi is talking about what? Well, he's already there. He's over there, and he didn't realize, he didn't notice, he didn't have a chance to cross. It was not possible to cross before, whatever the circumstances were. Then you should take a, close your eyes and so on. That's what he suggests as a possibility. So there shouldn't be a machokas to Bavli and Yerushalmi. Or you could suggest, alternatively, that maybe it's not possible, you know, it wasn't possible to cross earlier, or something wasn't possible to cross at all. There's no sidewalk on the other side of the road, whatever you can make up, so you can make the Bavli and Yerushalmi go together. Now, till now, we've been talking about Avodas Kochavim, Avodas Zara, idolaters. So what about contemporary religions that we deal with today, Christians and Muslims and so on? So it's a broad subject. I just want to give a little bit of an overview. It's interesting that the Sugya of Avodas Zara mentioned minus, right? The hafek melachadachesu minus. The mean means a heretic, right? However, in the parish of Beni Yosef Milunil, one of the Rishonim, is not in the computer. He writes on that sugya of Ozar Daf Yizayim. It says zu haminus minus zu talmide yesho hanotzri yamach shemo v'zichron. That's what he says. Right? Minus means the disciples and followers of Jesus of Nazareth, right? Yeshua Notzri. That's how he defines min. And he's not the only one. The Nemuke Yosef, which I did print on a page in the Sheetz HaKadmonim and Rozor, that same daf, Yuzanim and Allah 42, Zuha Minus Talmide Yeshua Hanotzri. Okay? And in fact, Rashi says it in yet another comment that is censored out of our standard editions. Take a look, and here they printed it. Look at 43, the Rashi's in Brochus, Yud Beis and Beis, where the Gemara mentions Minus. Osam, now what's in between the plus marks here, is what's Hashmatas HaTzenzora. That was taken out by the censor. The way we have Rashi, in most standard editions of Brachas Yudbeis on the Beis, it says, Minus is Osam HaHofkim Tame HaTorah LeMedris Ta'uz Ve'Lil. Those who turn the Torah out, heretics, Jewish heretics. However, the censor adds in Talmide Yeshua HaNotzri. That's what's printed here in the Barilan Siram, is the Barilan, database. Hashmatas HaTzenzora, Talmide Yeshua HaNotzri. Again, our regular edition of Brachas Yudbeis do not have that. But Rashi is also defining a min as a Christian, follower of Yeshua Notzi. Presumably, exactly right. Sure, exactly right. That's the pasuk. Again, it was all censored out. In fact, the Minchas Yitzchak, Diane Weiss, Mishalan, Eirich Haredis, Chelek Vav, Simon Pei, and his Tshuva is close to Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva is also Munkacher, the Zeta of the Minchas Alozer. Darkei Tshuva wrote an extensive commentary on Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, to the point that I think if someone wanted to write a parish in Yerodea or something, and then they told him they don't have to write anymore. Darkei Tshuva quotes everything. You know, there's nothing else to quote. He has everything there. Anyway, he quotes the Tevas Min, the very word Min, Shenizku B'Shasa Poskim, is Rashi Tevas, Mitamidei Yeshu Notzri. That's the word Min. Okay, Nid. My son told me an interesting thing he once came across on the censor. So that a lot of times when it said minim, so they would substitute it for avodas, it would substitute the word ovei kochavim. So the word min, or min would be ovei kochavim, or minim was ovei. They put in the censor, put it in automatically. Whenever it said the word minim, so I would put in the word ovei kochavim. So it was studying something in the Masechah Sukkah and it said the arba ovei kochavim. Arba minim is to the arba ovei kochavim. The censor didn't always know what the reference was, you know, in the text. But anyway, so that's according to this, min is a reference to Talmidei Yesh HaNotzi. So there's a lot of interesting questions. Should we classify today's Christians as Ovdei Avodah Zarah? You know, that's an interesting question. And Rabbi Shlomo alluded to before, you know, we saw differences. There is a Gemara in Chulin that's relevant to this discussion, source 45. The Gemara in Chulin, Amar of Nachman Amar of Arvuah, Ein Minim B'Mosk Ovdei Kacham. We don't have any more Minim among the Ovdei Kacham. What exactly that means? Right, and this has to do with again doing business, other things like this. Why? Sabar says the Gemara in 45. Sabar law ki had amur chiyah ba'avam yechanan 45 nachrim shebechutzar lav of the avodas chachamim elaminek avosayim bidayim. They don't really believe in it anyway. They're just following the old traditions, and it's true to some extent today. There are many people who may observe certain religious holidays, but they don't believe in the whole thing. They, you know, I remember a bunch of years ago. Not that I remember when it was, but my children were little. So I remember the December 24th, Christmas Eve coincided with Hanukkah. And, you know, I sometimes tend to say things at the last minute. That's my personality, those who don't know. So I hadn't yet purchased the Hanukkah present for my children. So I had what I thought was an ingenious hop. I figured Christmas Eve, December 24th, I found out that Toys R Us here on the roof floor is open until 9 o'clock. But that's perfect. The place will be deserted. I'll go there. You know, it'll be perfect. Because all the people are home. They're getting ready for church and religious activities and so on and so forth. So I went there. What a madhouse.
It was procrastinating.
So I actually could. It was so mobbed with people. I thought that evening is a religious evening. I thought for sure it would be empty, you know. And it wasn't Jews over there. They weren't. That's why I expected a few of them. But it was like, you know, it was just mobbed with them. The computers went down three times because there were so many people there. I thought to myself, I realized they're religious people. They're not keeping the minim. Yeah.
What's the definition of chutzlaris?
I don't know why. I don't know exactly. I don't know why chutzlaris would be different.
Even nowadays.
Yeah, right. Why? The religious one may live in Israel because that was a religious land. Could be. So, the Shulchan Aruch brings in 47, Yardayasim and Kuf Mem Ches Sifyud Beis, Yesh Omrim, She'ein Kohad Varm Elu Amurim Ela Ba'osozman, Abizman Azeh Einam Ovdevus Kab, Lefichach Mutter Lasse Shalosim and Beyom Chagom, Ulal Bosom Bechol Sa'ad Varm. Shulchan Aruch says there are some who say that today's religious people don't have the status of Devarim anymore. Okay? In Sanhedrin Daf Samak Gimel Beis Tosus there quotes the following talking about Christians. Tosus lived in Christian land. He says in 48, Mikol Mokom Bizman Hazeh Kulam Nishba, talks about an oath. So you're not allowed to have an Ovid of Rezar, take an oath by the Rezar. That's listening. Iver and so on. If you do business, now he swears by, he thanks his, like we said before, he thanks his God. So that's a problem. But Tosus in Sanhedrin Samak Gimel Beis says Mikol Mokom Bizman Hazeh Kulan Nishbon Bikadeshim Shalahem. They swear by their saints. Like they said, there's a patron saint for this and a patron saint for that. So they thank, you know, the saints preserve us, right? They thank the saints. You know, they swear to Saint so and so. That's what it is. But the Ein Tov Simbahem Elohus, they don't assign God, you know, divinity or deity. They don't view it as a deity. They're thanking Saint Patrick or whatever it is. You know, so each one is a different saint. The Afal Pishama Shemaskirim Shem Shemaim Kavanos Modaba Achim Komokam Ein Shem Avodas Kochavim Gam Daitam Laose Shemaim. When they swear by God, they mean our God, right, the Creator of heaven and earth. The Christians also, they're saints. So even though Afal Pishama Shatzin Shem Shemaim Modaba Achir, even though they're equating or they're, we wouldn't do so to say a Kadosh Baruch Hu and something else for us would be, you know, prohibited, Avodah Zarah, but for them they don't mean it that way and so on. It's called Shituf. So he says it's not a problem, it's all this name of Beinoch. The Tosus has that kula that these of the Avodah Zarah Christians he's talking about believe in God. They believe in the same God we do. The only thing is they have saints, so they have the Trinity, which we'll see in a moment. So,
Miri also say that?
Yeah. Miri says it in a number of places. I forgot to quote it. Miri is known as the one who very, very popularized that view. I forgot to quote it.
Do we go back to the doorway?
and across the street.
Possible. Well, if you look back, again, if you look back in 47, the Shulchan Aruch said, Yeshom she'ain kol hadvar mamurim. All these things were only in those days and not now. So he seems to say like that. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, in Aruch Chaim, this is not in your day, in Aruch Chaim, in Kuf, Nun Vav Zipalev. Right, by Shita. Right. So that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. For us, to attach anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Shituf, and that would be, we believe, was saying, Echad v'ein yachid kivdo, God is one and indivisible, and so on, no parts. So for us, that would be Avodah Zarah, but for a Christian, someone else, a non-Jew, to believe in God, who created heaven and earth, our God, and to attach something else to it, that would not be Avodah Zarah. That's what Tosfos is saying, in the Shulchan Aruch,
we are
Muzah, right, but they're not. That's the point. Right, we are. We're not allowed to believe that.
The Targum brings that.
On Lo Yilach Alayim, I think?
No. The Nauch Hashem. Oh, Yilach Bar Mini.
So nothing else. Okay. So that's us. But they're not commanded concerning that. So in our Archaim Sun Kufnun Vav Sifalaf at 49, Vizar Lishtatim Lakusim Shemis Chayv Oshu, you shouldn't do business because you have to take a shua. But the Ramor writes, the Yesh Mekilin, Basir Shur Sakum is Vanazer, Mishum Shein Akusim is Vanazer Nishpoim Bavarazara. They don't swear by Vavarazara. The Afagav Maskir Bavarazara, they mention the saint or whatever, but we call Makama, or they mention even Jesus himself, we call Makum Kavanosim Los. They do this what's called Shito, and that's not us, it's us. That's the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Okay? This is a question. If you look in the next source, back in the Oradeus, in Kuf Mem Zayin, Siv Gimel, 50, also Ligram Lavodos Kalovikom Shiyodor or Shiyishba B'Shem Avodos Kochom. You can't cause him to swear or take an edder by his Avodos Kochom. So Pisrei Tshuva has two days about this in the Kuf Mem Zayin, in the Oradeus, Shikot and Beis. We'll read outside, we'll say it outside of the quotes in the Behuda, that he says that, people misunderstand this Ramah. The Ramah didn't mean that therefore it's mutter and so on. He takes a more stringent view. Others disagree. Okay, we'll go from there. The Shach, and that Simon Kufman Aleph, Simon Zayin, number 52, he says, V'nogul ha'okel, losan darke Moshe, miyu bizman hazeh yesh lo'okel, mitam makilin, lishtatik v'lem, adkan l'shona, right? He says, bizman hazeh, you can do the business with them and so on, because it's only shituf. So from this point of view, one can make a strong case that perhaps Christians would not be labeled as Avodah Zarah. However,
Christian Bibles, because they have the Russians in Israel were Christians,
right, many of them, yeah.
And they were in the army, and they have to take an oath in the army.
Oh, they take it by that?
They take on a Christian
Bible. Really?
In the Psalm, yeah.
Well, fact, I know that. Interesting. So according to the probably line of truth, it's not Avodah Zarah. However, the Rambam, and again another parish of Mishnah Avodah Zarah that also is censored out of many editions, source 53, Avodah Zarah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Elah Chagim, is Vidah. The Rambam is unequivocal. Vidah, Shazos Ha'uma Hanotris, Ha'omedes Betainas HaMashiach, right? They claim the Messiah has come once already, and so on. Kulam Avodah Zarah. They are Avodah Zarah. The Rambam can't say it more clearly than that. They are considered Avodah Zarah for all Dinim. The Eidehem Kulam Asurim. Their holidays are all Asur. V'noagim Imoim B'chol HaTorah Kemo Shanoagim Im Avodah Zarah. You treat them like all regular Avodah Zarah. That's the position of the Rambam. V'yom Rishon, Sunday is Hu Michal Eidehem Shagoyim. It's their holiday. And if they believe in the Messiah's coming, so on, all these things, you do it rather like all of the Avodah Zarah. That's how the Rambam Paskin. And he says it again in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet 54. Hanotzim of the Avodah Zarah Heim, Yom Rishon, Yom Edom, again, and that's how we treat them. So the Rambam is pretty unequivocal. Okay, what about Sered Machlokes again? What about Yishmaelim? What about Muslims? So here the Ran writes in his Chidushim Sanhedrin Samach Aleph and Beis 55. He says, "V'lamadna mikan shakadeshim shel kusim." That's again the saints, the Gam Hamashuga shel Yishmaelim. That's they call them the Muslim Mashugana. In the letter, I think, right? He says the Kadesha means the saints of the Christians and the Meshuggah of the Ishmaelim. Af al pi shein toin achareim lasos elohus, even though they don't really view them as a god, but ho mishtacham ifneim hashtachavah shel elohus, they bow before them as though that's what they worship. Then din avodas elilim avodasar yeshem lechol davar, everything is aser. Okay, and therefore he seems to lump Muslims with them, according to that Kedusha Ram. Now the tour.
What are they bound to?
They bow, you know, and they're whatever what he claims anyway. They're prophet or whatever they do. They bow as though
to Muhammad.
To Muhammad, yeah. No, they don't have statues. They have no statues. I guess these things suggest they have that in mind. We're going to see how this disagree, but that's what Ron says. The Ron lumps them together. He says, yeah, he is. Yeah, he's the Ron is more Muhammad. He's correct, but the Ron doesn't. Now, the Tur quotes him earlier. The Tur in the Ardeus and Kuf Chavdal, then Yayin Nesek. That's also an important sugi about the non Jews touching the wine. So the Tur writes, the Fichach Yeshma Gaonim already, earlier. Gaonim Shehit. Right, the Torah quotes in the Gaonim already that they're makel with touching wine if it's a Muslim because they're not of the Rizar, as the Rambam says. The Rambam says it in Hilchos Machalas Asuras, Parakin Aleph Halacha Zayin 57. The Chayin Kol of the Chavim Sheena Obed Agav the Chavim Gon Elo HaYishmaelim. Right, they're non-Jews, but they don't serve idols like the Ishmaelim. So you're not allowed to drink their wine, but you can't touch it, and so on. That's how the Rambam brings over there. The Shulchan Aruch passes like that as well in the Sinkuf Mem Vav of the Ardeus Siv Hey, okay, in a different context, about Bimavatal Avodah Zarah, and look at the last line of 58, and that one says Sinkuf Mem Vav Siv Hey, V'umo Shalano V'Yishma'elen She'enan Ovechav Enan Chavata, they can't Bimavatal the Yisra, again, it's a different issue, my line is Yishma'elen She'enan Ovechav Chavata. However, there is a tshuva from the Sardi, Rav Chaim Palagi, one of the Achronim from the Sardim, source number 59. It's Shalos Tshuvas Chaim Biyad, Simon Chof Vav, and it says, "Va'al Yichalivcha, don't say." And he's a Sardi who presumably lived among Muslims as well. Don't say the Bizman Azel Lekka of Rezara, Kedakaswa Postman of Kamamila. The Zel Legaba Hagoyim de Ain Laduma of Rezara. You're right, the people may not be of Rezara. Achain, based Tfilosom, but they're places of worship. Machom, Machom, Muchom, Peranos, and so whatever they do of Rezara, whatever they do, their religious stuff, that he says is a place that has Strach Tuma, right? It's associated with Tuma, Samach Tes Alav, Sitra Achra. You know, that's the dark side. I'll be translating, you know, the Kabbalistic terms, you know, the Tumah, okay? And therefore, if a Jew goes in there, so various chitzonim, various different, this is a Kabbalistic idea, will cleave to you and so on, so he says, Bara, we should stay far away. So he's saying the following, good, they're not of the Avodah Zarah. Well, the Rambam says or whatever, but that's in terms of them, maybe in terms of wine, in terms of making business with them, they swear good. But in terms of going into the house of worship, Paschal of Chai Balaji, that, no, even among who can't deny what it does, it's not a place to go into. And it's even more explicitly clarified in this number 60, Chuvas Divrei Yatsiv, that's the Klosenberger Rebbe, the previous Klosenberger Rebbe, written, as he said, in Kiryat Sanz. Okay, he lived here in Union City, New Jersey. So he says, he writes an important Ha'ara, and this goes back to what someone asked before. Look at Aleph. Hinei v'avodah zara yesh beis inyanim. There are two issues in avodah zara, says the Klosenberger Rebbe. Ha'avodah le'elim, and actually serving the other God. Va'akfira v'elokei emes, and rejecting our God. Kefiyah mosel avosha b'elim v'tar senach dosha. She says, etzim yisav avodah zara. She says, there's two different things. It's not, you have to stay away from both. It's not just not worshipping idols or avodah zarah, but it's also not doing something that weakens your commitment to Torah mitzvahs. And he writes in Ozbeis, he says, that aspect of avodah zarah is shayach gam b'das Yishma'elim. And he thinks even perhaps, your heart by Yavor. And he quotes a tshuva from the Radvaz, and he says, it's true that the Yishma'elim, I'll sing it outside for a few minutes, but he says, it's true that they're not of the avodah zarah. You know, they believe in one God, and they don't have statues and everything else. However, he says, but to go into their house of worship, so that's like, look at Beza, it's a fifth line. 1 second. To believe in Muhammad, good and out of the Rezar, but they believe Muhammad superseded even Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Chosmer, that itself is clear, that itself is heresy. In other words, okay? That Zuhar Risa Bechol Adas, that undoes our whole religion. So good, they're not technical. technically Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? You're going to their place and you acknowledge Muhammad, and it looks like, or the old, so that's even worse, or just as bad. Okay, but that's one of the, but that's important too. And he says, he quotes the Rashba like that, so he says, even though the Ishmaelim may not be of the Avodah Zarah, he's pretty strict, and he says he thinks there's no difference in this regard, between Muslims and Christians in terms of going into the house of worship. Just to finish up some contemporary, very quickly, some contemporary truths that I printed, and I printed them all out. That's what took up more space. You can look at it yourself if you want. But very quickly, there are Moshe Feinstein, Igus Moshe, Rebech, Elegimel, Simon, Kuf, Koftes, Ozvav, Isser, Likanas, Akrasias, Anotsim, Pasher, Chalikanas, Akrasias, Anotsim, Shumokum, Shaobn, Losim, Tilosim, Shaosar, Aflikanes, Rakla, Habib, Pitsuras. Can I go in just to look at the pictures and the paintings and so on and so forth? Rav Moshe Feinstein says, and his tshuva no. In another tshuva, Igus Moshe, Yeredei Chalegimel Simon Ayin Zayin, it was Hoshavas Yeshiva, Bibinyan Ashayach Labeis, Avodah Samuch Labeis Tiflosim. Someone wanted to rent a building that they had on their property right next to the shul, right next to the church, they want to open up the yeshiva there, and he says they should find another place, especially, he says, because there's a big cross outside, so that's no good. And in another tshuva, Arachayim Chalek Dalet Simon Mem, he talks about kids playing ball in the, they have a gym or whatever, the Y has a gym here, right? That's Arachayim Chalek Dalet Simon Mem, Os Chavov, Mischakei Yeladim Be'ulam, Hashayach Betitla Akum, Udvar Lissok Yeladim B'schok Kador, play ball. In one of their places, also he says, it's better to stay away from that and so on. So Moshe has that chumrah. Remember, Rabbi Yosef, in 64, Chuvah Yechavadas, Chelek Dalet, Simon Nemhei, has a long chuvah about this, and he quotes some of the many things that we quoted, including the Rehura Chosid, and I mentioned earlier, and that Chaim Biyad, that tshuva from Chaya Falazi we mentioned, and he says you should not go in. Of course, someone says it needs a daraisa even to go in, and his sikum at the end, the sikum hari adover boror she'asum hechle levaker b'kneisir shal notrim v'al madrichei tyros, the tour guides from Israel taking tours to Italy, wherever else, lishomer lizar ma'od lebal yekashim l'yachshil yehudim habakim b'yisrael, I guess tours in Israel, don't bring them into the churches and so on. That's our Avadya Paskin there. In another tshuva, the next page, written in Cairo, also practical questions. Yabia Omer Chelek Beis, Chelek Ardeh Simen Yud Aleph, the Shaila was in Kahir Tovshin Tes, 1949, he was a rabbi in Cairo. A certain an ambassador, or somebody died, and the service is going to be in the church. Can the Jew go in it? Because they have to show covet and so on and so forth. So Rabbi Yosef says there also, even in those Darke Shalom, you have to avoid it. He doesn't allow it. However, he is lenient in the next tshuva in 66. Rabbi Omer Chelek Zayin Yerodei Simon Yud Beis and Oz Dalet, he says churches mosques are different. He quotes that Ran that we mentioned, as a Rosita pointed out, the Ran is more machmir, but he says the Rambam knew the Muslims better than the Ran did. Alright, the Rambam lived among them, and the Rambam says it's not a Vodazar, then it's not a Vodazar, so Ravadi is Mekel. But again, on the flip side, this you can look at these sources yourself, they're interesting, the Tzitz Eliezer, Eliezer Waldenberg, Chelek Yedalet Simon Tzadi Aleph, doesn't make that distinction. He thinks Garavadi disagrees. He quotes him and disagrees. He quotes the Michas Elazar disagrees. But the Tzitz Eliezer and the Michas Elazar both say that it's usher. He has all these questions. Can you go in? And what about if it's just to see the pictures and all these things? I wrote out the tshuva. There's a shaila there. Anyway, he's machmir about it. The last tshuva that I printed here is from the tshuva on Haggis. Chelek Beis Simon Tov Yud. Rabbi Sternbach was, Rabbi Moshe Sternbach is the Eidah Haredes from Shalayim. He was half the year for many years in Johannesburg. He would go for half the year as a rabbi in Johannesburg. So he had this question, 68, Nishalti, Imutulat Bia Lebechiros. There were the elections. Kobe Johannesburg, here in Johannesburg, Be'ulam, Hamechuba Lebeis Elohim Shalem. So here he says, you're not allowed to go in, but he mentions it's not in the sanctuary and you're just going in the building, so he says it's better to next time to speak to the government to request that they shouldn't do it there, but if you can't, he's makel about it. I remember here in Tinek when they had that shaila, so people asked me, so I thought that if it's clear you're not going to the sanctuary, if it's clear that you're going to, and it says polling place here, they have the American flag or whatever, it's obvious if you're going there to vote and you're not going to the sanctuary, I thought it was mutter if that would be set up that way. So I still remember at the time I was called by one of the local papers and this question came in the news. I didn't know they had already called two other rabbis in the community, and I was the third. I don't know which they called in order, but none of us realized the other ones had been called. So one rabbi in town said it's mutter to go in, the other rabbi said it's usher, and I said, well, if they have a sign, and I said, every one of you answered exactly your derech. I said, there's a way that's clear, there's a way. way to go. So that's what happened, I think. But here we were able to prevail that they shouldn't do it again. I'll just close by pointing out a very fascinating thing that appears in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Rosh Hashanah's presentation relating to to the Hanhagos of the Rav. So this is the first edition on page Reish Lamed in the Yerodeya. He says, Kishenirtzach Hanasi Kennedy. When President Kennedy was assassinated, the funeral, I was a baby, I don't remember, I was a little kid, but the funeral was in the Catholic Church. The Harbe Yehudim America Istaklu B'Televizya. Many people found it was televised. The funeral of Kennedy was televised. It was inside a church, and they wanted to see what was going on. And the Yisrael Malkach Rabbeinu Ma'od, the Rav was very upset. It was objected to this because they believed that even if you participate via TV, it's like you're in the church. And therefore, he said that all those Jews, what's the difference? Will you actually walk into the church, or you bring the church into your house? That's basically what you did. So the Rav even felt that it went so far. Well, ours too, I guess. He says, "Uvada isu goma harbezeh umali nichnas hu el tocha knesia daaser umachnes es a knesia le tochaiso." That's what the Rosh Hashanah quotes.
If the Rav are to do it according to their avoda, then you're over.
Right. What the message
is there?
But even sure. Both. I'm saying it's both, because he was saying, and I like the point here. I said, what's the difference if you bring it up? You go in there and you watch what all they do, and you bring it into your house. So he was machmer even about that. Wish everybody good luck.
And next week,